Hamilton Tiger Cats offensive lineman Trevor Reed joins us. And Trevor, I feel like there's been a little bit of silence around you since you left the Canadian Football League with the Saskatchewan Roughriders after that great rookie season in 2024. You signed with the Minnesota Vikings in January 2025, but ended up being released in April. In that interim period, were you waiting for another NFL contract, or what was going on with you?
So within that period, I was working out during my off season, and I was going so hard that I missed my pickup. It was slightly torn my pick, and that whole season I couldn't do nothing but work on myself and recover, just in case if I do have another chance, I could be ready to perform well.
How did you injure your pectoral muscle?
I was benching.
And you just had too much weight on the bar?
It wasn't too much. I just think I didn't have no spot, and I was just all over the place, and I didn't have no spotter. So it's just, I was just kind of doing crazy stuff, I'd say. I was just trying to get bigger, though. That's it.
That makes sense. You're getting after it. Has your pectoral muscle healed completely, 100%?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. It was slightly torn, so it didn't require surgery or anything. So one thing I had to do was do rehab and get it stronger.
You were still under contract technically in the CFL with the Riders for the 2025 season. Did you have any communication with them about potentially rejoining the team prior to your contract expiring?
Yes, I did. The numbers it wasn't looking right. So we took Hamilton because they showed that they wanted me, and hey, they even talked about bringing my babies up there. So they right there was the number one. It was it for me.
So in terms of 2025, were you just waiting to burn that year so that you could be a free agent and talk to other teams like Hamilton?
I would say yeah. But then again, after the CFL season, it was all new to me. So I didn't know what to do at that point, because the season's over. I think the NFL was already going into the playoffs or something like that. Or starting. But it was too late for me to even get a preseason game in. So I just had to put it on hold and train.
The CFL negotiation window, when you were allowed to talk to other CFL teams, who did you speak to other than Hamilton?
I know it was Sass. I want to say Ottawa, but once I heard Hamilton, it was it. I was like, I don't want no more. I want to go to Hamilton.
Why was that? What did you like so much about Hamilton?
Like I was saying, it was family orientated, and they ended up asking about my babies, and that right there, it put a different spirit in me, and I'm willing to go all in for this team, this organization, and hey, they got a good one.
Did you have any connections to the football operations staff, the coaching staff, or players that are currently with the Ticats that also drew you there?
So I knew Quentin Barrow. So we played in the East West Round Bowl, 2022? But that's the only person I knew was Quentin. And we didn't chop it up because I didn't know where I was going, and I didn't know if he was going to be there another year. So, yeah. But, yeah, Quentin, he's the only person I know. And Bo had hit me during the window, the free agency window. And, yeah.
Was Bo Levi Mitchell putting the recruiting pitch on you?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
What was he saying to you to try to get you to sign with the Ticats?
He just gave me those eyes. He was like, he gave me those emoji eyes, and hey, yes, sir. Get it popping, baby.
Have you been able to talk to Quentin Barrow since you signed with the Ticats?
I think I No, I haven't. I haven't chopped it up with them. But I know we in a few months, from a month or from a month from now, we'll be communicating.
You saved that for training camp for sure. Yeah. What else was it, Trevor, outside of Hamilton, their financial offer, and as you said, them taking care of your babies that wanted you to go there? Was it the fact that they're so close to competing for a Grey Cup and that they have a roster that's ready to win now?
Yes, sir. Last year, they was so close, man. They was so freaking close. And just by seeing that game, I know I wouldn't, I'm not the type of guy to say that, hey, if I was there, to it would change. No, but I'm just saying that I would love to be able to compete with those guys. The little guys fought, and they showed me like everything that I wanted to see.
What did you hear from, let's say, Scott Milanovic when you talked to him during the negotiation window as you were considering signing with the Tiger Cats?
Well, he welcomed me with open arms, and we had a great conversation. And with our conversation and that relationship we had built over the phone, it was great. And like I say, it made me. It wasn't a decision that I could turn down. If you know what I mean, I couldn't turn it down. Like it was all right. It just feels so natural.
What about when you had a conversation with Orlando Steinauer? How did he bring you in and make you feel welcomed with Hamilton?
Like I said, all the coaches, they all made me feel welcome. Like it wasn't no time that I felt like, hey, something sketchy here. But no, from my visit to the phone calls, man, it was amazing.
What's it going to be like for you to get used to a new Canadian city? You were in Saskatchewan for a year, but now you go east to Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, at the end of the day, it's ball. I'm not an outside guy. I don't go out. So at the end of the day, it's all ball. So I'm up here for a reason, and that's to play ball.
Did you look at the roster on the offense and defense and perhaps even special teams to get a sense of the talent on the Ticats prior to signing with the team?
No, I have a little bit, but like I said, I was watching the season last year, and I seen guys like Hauser. I played with him in 2024. Hauser, a dog, and we got a whole bunch of dogs, man. It's a lot of guys, and I don't want to be the type of guy that underestimate, because we all out here for a reason. You know what I mean? So whatever if he's 6'5", 350. If you see that on the, like, that don't mean nothing. You know what I mean? Like, we all out here to play ball. And if you 6'5", 350, you got to show me that you that big guy. You know what I mean? So this is all to it.
You're one of those big guys who has unbelievable athleticism, Trevor. For people that haven't seen it, Google Trevor Reed backflip. This guy's out here at your size doing backflips, making it look easy. How did you learn how to do that at your size, Trevor?
Man, growing up, we used to, we were country. So I'm from Griffin, Georgia. It's number straight country, horses, all types of stuff. But my grandma, she lived on a hill, and I used to go up the hill, and I used to like jump and like just go back. And one day I got on flat ground, and I just started doing it. And ever since then, it's just stuck with me.
That's crazy, man. You make it look so effortless. Sounds like it came naturally to you.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, no, I had bumped my head a few times. So, hey, it ain't natural, but yeah.
Your head's healed now, and it seems like for the most part, it was natural, just like anybody learning a new skill. But you make it look so effortless, and you consider your size, 6'5", over 300 pounds, to be able to do a backflip at that size is just unbelievable. I think it shows just a flash of your athleticism and what you're able to do in terms of translating that onto the football field. How do you train in the off seasons, Trevor, to keep that athleticism and perhaps improve on it?
So in off season, I stretch a lot. I run a lot. And this year, like I said, I just came to Velocity up here in Canton, Georgia. And I've been getting pointers from the NFL guys, because, you know, it's their offseason right now. So they got a whole bunch of NFL guys, vets that I look up to. And they give me pointers, and I feel like this is the best offseason that I had by far. Like I say, with the O-line training and the board work, man, it's fantastic.
It's unique that you're training with these NFL veterans, but I feel like you have the athleticism, you know, to be in the NFL or to play at a high level in the Canadian Football League. Now, Trevor, you're just 25 years old. You turned 26 on April 28th. Are you looking to come back to the CFL and prove yourself to potentially get another shot in the NFL?
I'm coming to the CFL to prove to myself that I'm not. It wasn't a fluke. That's it. I want to show everybody, even myself, that it wasn't a fluke. It just was an injury. But like you just said, yeah, it's one of those things that, I just want to prove to myself that I'm one of those guys that, like, you can never sleep on. You know what I mean? Because I've been looked over a lot, and within these few months that I haven't been on the team, and I'm hungry. I'm so hungry, man. And I don't like to talk about it. I'm one of those guys that go out there and do.
I know that from your days in Saskatchewan. You're not that much of a talker, but it's because you let your play do the talking. How close was it at any point, you know, after you had left for the NFL, you know, up until and through free agency, was it to you potentially going back to Saskatchewan?
But see, it's one of those things that we'll never know, like, because it happened so weird, you know what I mean? Like, it happened at the wrong time. Like, it was just bad. So really, it was one of the things that I didn't know if I had another chance at football.
And now you do. You get that with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Are you looking forward to going against some of your former Rough Riders teammates during the 2026 season?
Yes, sir. I'm so ready. So ready.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that you can be a key piece in helping put this Tiger Cats team over the top? I would imagine you've heard by now that Hamilton has the longest Grey Cup drought in the league. It's been since 1999 since the Tiger Cats won a CFL championship.
Like I say, I'm not one of those guys to say that I'm in the game. But what I can say is I'm gonna do my job to the best of my ability. You know what I mean? So I can't just say if I'm on the field we're gonna win. No. It don't work like that. Every guy has his own job. And as long as us 12 guys do our job, that's it.
What kind of player and person are the Tiger Cats fans getting on the field and in the community in Hamilton?
On the field, you're going to see a whole bunch of bodies. You're going to see bodies. But off the field, I'm a great guy. Goofy. Love to laugh, man. You can come up and talk to me. I might look mean, but I'm not mean at all. So yeah, don't let the looks fool you.
You are a big dude. I can speak for people who haven't seen you in person, but you are very welcoming, and you can tell just by your attitude, the way that you always greet me in particular, that you just have a great vibe about you. I can see why the Hamilton Tiger Cats would want to sign you. Before I let you go, Trevor, is there anything about the process with Hamilton that you want to make sure that you get in, or is there anybody that you want to shout out that's helped you rehabilitate and get you back to this point where you can play football again?
I do want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to God. God. That's it. He's been in my corner since, man, from the time that I hurt my, well, even before then, but it just, man, a few months from now, bro, it was a rough month, and the only person I had was God, so that's what I give all the glory to.
Well, there's lots of light ahead for you, certainly, in your career, I think, Trevor, and it seems like the Hamilton Tiger Cats are going to be a great team in 2026 competing for a Grey Cup. So we thank you so much joining us all the way from Georgia, taking some time out from your training schedule. We really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.